Of course, singers don't need blogs, at least as much as bloggers do. You can take singer and songwriter Susan Werner, who puts her thoughts into her music. She's a hip, wry, gifted performer and can sing opera when she wants to, or folk, or pop, or anything else her fans in Chicago, where she's based, or around the country where she tours, want to hear. Susan Werner takes a new musical path on her latest album, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg explains.
She goes to church. Well, sort of. Sometimes Susan Werner at least gets to the front door in this album. Sometimes she slams the church door or finds the door slamming on her. The CD is called The Gospel Truth, and that's what Werner is trying to navigate in these songs.
Thy kingdom come to every nation, thy will be done in everything we do. Lord, lead us now into temptation, but deliver us from those who think they're you.
This is a big switch for you, isn't it? Because I remember your last album, it was a collection of what were really great American songbook style songs, love songs, wistful ones, ballads, a whole range of it. And now here you're doing gospel. What happened?
Well, as a songwriter, the challenge is the same, which is to try to craft interesting, compelling songs. And in this case, I just used the materials of church music, the B3 organ, the choirs, tambourines, to explore maybe a little different subject matter, in this case, religion and the church in America.
How do you love those? How do you not hate those who have loaded their Bibles and armed their disciples? 'Cause I don't know.
What's your own religious background? Do you mind talking about it, by the way?
No, I grew up in a big Catholic family in rural Iowa. So like many Americans, church going was part of my childhood. As an adult, I don't go to church. But what I can say is that if you grew up in the church, and if you were a little baby in your mama's arms in the church, that was the first music you heard. Mm-hmm. You're tuned, I think, like a violin. And church music is always going to have an effect on you. And this album was a way of bringing my adult secular life together with those musical experiences and memories.
Well, your song Sunday Morning, you're writing about memories growing up, mm-hmm. going to church with your family, mother choosing what to wear, father combing his jet black hair, and the things that they pray for.
Daddy prays because the money is tight. Mama prays she'll raise her children.
The sense of listening to this that you're kind of taking yourself and then the rest of us on some sort of a spiritual journey, that you were looking in your heart for where your own faith is.
I think I came to a point where I was happy with so many parts of my life and wanted to, or maybe was ready to look for a larger sense of purpose, larger sense of being of service. And the church for many of us is the default setting for that. If you grew up in the church, then this would be a time you'd go back to the church and embrace those traditions that would help you live a larger kind of life. But to go back to the church for me and for many people seems to be, a mixed blessing, right? There's what the church inspires you to do that's good, and what the church seems to inspire some people to do that is not so good. Or
maybe you mean not so embracing.
Yeah, not quite so open. Not right.
Well, I know you'd damn me if you could, but my friend, that's simply not your call. If God is great and God is good, why is your heaven so small?
It seems to me as if in the last few years in America, it's been, with regards to the church, it's been an all-or-nothing proposition, that either you're a literalist Christian or you're not really welcome at the party. Yeah. And I think that that's changing now. I think that there's a religious left that is stepping up and into the fore and has a real case to make for making this country a better place. And evidently in the Gospels, there are thousands of lines that Jesus says about being of service to the poor. That was his number one message. Number one message. Be of service. That everything else dwindles in comparison. And Katrina was a big moment. We all witnessed something there that was shocking and made us wonder about ourselves.
I got plenty and then some. What do I do now? I go out and help somebody. Get plenty and then some too.
Let me say one more thing about that, if I may.
Sure.
I went to it was 2 weekends after Katrina, and I was going to go sit with the Quakers on the south side in Hyde Park. And Lakeshore Drive was under construction, so I was detoured through a rather impoverished black neighborhood in Chicago. And I realized I was going to be late for Quaker meeting, so I was about to turn around, and I happened to pass a church at 42nd Street and MLK. And there were two guys standing out front, two African-American guys in nice-looking suits, and they were smiling, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go in. So I went in, and I think there was one other white person, and there were 300 black people. And there we are, and there were Katrina refugees there who had been taken in by the church. They stood, and they spoke. And we were all moved by it, of course. And the preacher gets up into the pulpit, and he says, I'm telling you today, something good will come of this, because we will see that we need to care for one another. Wow.
Yeah, to find something hopeful in the middle of all of that, huh?
And that's what gospel music really does have, that everyone can have, whether you have Jesus or you don't. You can have great hope, a feeling of larger purpose, a desire to be of service. I think that belongs to everybody, no matter what your religious tradition is.
I got supper on the table.
Supper on the table.
What do I do?
What do I do?
I got supper on the table. The table too. That's what I do. 'Cause I got it to give.
I got it to give.
And when you got enough to give away, well, that's the only way to live.
Thank you very much. Susan Werner's new album is called The Gospel Truth. It's a musical, lyrical examination of personal, social, and political faith in America. I'm Susan Stamberg.
There must be a time, there must be a place, when everyone will finally come together. If there is a God with a human face, I'm sure he'd want us all to come together.
Susan Werner singing Together from her new album, The Gospel Truth. You can hear more songs from that CD at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Get beyond this way of settling scores, 'cause the score is never even. And if I had the